Then there was a one very major strike that happened then, I think 1957. And for 7 weeks, not a bus ran in London, any out of any bus garage. Now, we were out there in that hostel, and the man in charge of the bus depot at Edgware, he rung up the hostel and he said, "Well, there's nothing stopping you girls. The buses are here. You'll get paid if you come and just appear."
Yeah.
Now, if we'd have done that, we could never have worked with them again.
Yeah.
We finished. Now, at that time, too, about that time, there was a lot of Jamaican men came, mm-hmm. and from Trinidad and other there. And there was a question mark, you see. They didn't know how we were going to react. But not one person, either a black man or a white woman, did anything. No one put a foot through the depot. Mm-hmm. No one passed that picket line.
Yeah. And what was the strike for?
Oh, more money, more money. What they were doing, you see, they had, what they used to do is cut the rotor. The rotors went up, you know, and then they would just cut somehow. They were making cuts. Mm-hmm. And these men were depending that money to keep their families. Yeah. And so they were fighting for a living wage, fighting for a living. And while we were all union members, we didn't have, what they told us to do, we done. We had more or less had to do it.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have to do it, but it was understood that we hadn't enough knowledge anyway to anything else. So what they wanted, you would already know whatever that union was they wanted, we would agree with them. And you put up your hand sort of thing. They used to meet in a place that's demolished now. And there was a tram bus used to run along that Edward Road there. And that was, and there was a tram bus depot, that's Merritt House now. And that's where we used to meet for our union membership there. And we used to do that, go in there and meet. It was a hand, you were well able to speak. The men who were speakers there, loud, powerful speakers, you know, no question about none of us had anything to say, or none of us immigrants had anything really, except to obey the rules, and that's basically what we were doing. So anyway, 7 weeks, that was, and in that 7 weeks, the men who lived in Bournemouth and around in that Edgware bus garage, they did everything they could get. They were painting houses, any jobs they could get, you know. And we hadn't much money in our pocket because we were spendthrifts. We spent what we got when we got it, and we used to work as cleaners for the Jewish ladies, and anything that we could get for a living. And we got usually 3 or 4 days work, and they still charged us the rent, you see. So we had to have the money anyway.
Yeah.
And what we had to eat. But we cleaned houses, we waited on tables, we did anything we could get. And the men, they painted and they drove cars and they taxied, and they survived for 7 weeks. And anyway, at the end of 7 weeks, the buses were back on the road again. And I remember I was working on the 142 bus route. Now, in the front of the bus, they had written, due to the raise in the wages of the drivers and conductors, we have to raise the fare. Now, that was basically what the message was, in big 3 or 4 different places on the bus.
Yeah.